Welcome in to the TGI Friday edition of the Fun Astrology Podcast. You guys been feeling these solar flares we've been having? Oh my goodness sakes. I mean, we have been bombarded this week. I've been putting information in our Facebook group about it, the Subconscious Mind Mastery and Fun Astrology Podcast listeners on Facebook. If you're not a member there and you'd like to see what I've been doing with these solar flares, come on in and join us. Just answer the questions. That's really the only place I show up online, is just in that group. People want to send me friend requests on Facebook. I haven't posted in Facebook since April of 2020. Okay. It's all in the group. So that's where we meet. But we have been through this past week an unprecedented number of large solar flares as part of this solar cycle 25 that we will be approaching the midpoint of next year, according to NASA.gov and other sites that follow this. It's not astrology, but it sure is energy, and it sure has been affecting us, I think, in various ways. I know some people are very sensitive to these flares, but I'm just playing around, and this is just me toying around and just seeing if there are any correlations and observing it over time. What if we create some manifestations during these bigger solar flares? So I'm playing with that. To be determined. All right, let's take a look at this chart. What we do know is what's going on up in the sky. And tonight, the moon enters Cancer. That will be at 11:12 p.m. Eastern Time. And the void, of course, is short, only an hour and 24 minutes. But the last aspect is a square to Neptune. And Neptune is going to be the last aspect for a long time. So I think we just have to realize that that's baked in, just like Pluto is baked into the early degrees of Aquarius for a long time, except for its little dip back into Capricorn this year. But basically, it's sitting right there at that 0, 1, 2, 29 Capricorn boom. That's with us. So is Neptune in the later degrees of Pisces. Now, it will enter Aries next year. But as far as the moon's void, of course, and the moon changing signs, Neptune is going to hold that position, not all by itself, but mostly by itself for quite a while. Now, the other nice thing is the moon rules Cancer, and it stays in Cancer all the way through Sunday night, moves into Leo early Monday morning. So we get the whole weekend with the moon at home, highly intuitive, perceptive weekend coming ahead. Love it, love it, love it. And next week, we actually have some aspects coming back into the chart. They are minor. The bundle is not breaking up yet, but it is softening. Let's just put it that way. It doesn't really start to return to what I would call a normal-looking chart until about the 9th or 10th of June. But after that, the bundle will be in our past history. So is the solar eclipse. So is the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So we are moving toward the backside of these things that have been affecting us all spring. The heaviness, the energy that we've all been wondering, what in the world is this? It is starting to move away. So let's set up a key word for this weekend, and I have to go with intuitive perception. In fact, let me just put a question out. Tonight is Friday night. It's been a long week. We've had these solar flares. Your phone is texting going off. Boom, boom, boom. Before you make that final commitment for the weekend plans, think about the moon. What we heard from Stephen Forrest all week. It's in its own sign. Extra intuitive perceptions. Magnetic energy coming from the sun for sure, and all of that energy in the form of CMEs, coronal mass ejections, will be hitting Earth this weekend. If there is anything to this manifesting with these magnetic releases, it would be this weekend. So the moon is at home, intuitive perception is high, magnetic energy is coming. What's your best spent time? What's going to put you on your highest timeline? That's only a question you can answer. I'm just saying this is a really good morning, if you're catching this Friday morning, to think about that as you're making your weekend plans. What would increase your senses and what would dull your senses? And what does the sky say? And since we're heading in that direction, what does your intuition say? What would be the best way, like Steve talked about, to spend this weekend in light of what's going on in the sky? I hope you choose your highest path. Have a great one. Let's see. What have we got? Merriman tomorrow. Level Up Sunday. back on here Monday. We'll just keep the train a rolling. You guys have a great one. Sending you love. Bye.